AM 1450 KBMW.
All right, we're back. Good morning. 9:17. We've got a little bit of sunshine going on here through the haze. 74 degrees. It is Wednesday, and we do this every Wednesday. Head over to OSBTI in Breckenridge. Talk with our friends over there. Got Sam on the phone with me this morning. Sam, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, let's talk a little bit today about pre-op therapy. What can you tell us about this topic?
Yes, it's a good idea for anybody who's going to be having any form of surgery, like surgery on their knee, total hip, total knee, shoulder surgery. We strongly encourage you to do at least 3 or 4 weeks before you're going to have those surgeries. It's probably a good idea to reach out to your therapy people that you plan on going to after surgery and maybe start doing some of that physical therapy or occupational therapy before you have that surgery. We recommend that at least 3 to 4 weeks prior to having that surgery done. And the reason why we tell people to do that is when we can start doing some strengthening to make those muscles so that they're ready for after you have surgery, so they're stronger and they are ready for having to do those different therapies, tasks that you're going to have to do after surgery. So in a way, therapy post-surgery is going to be a little bit easier on you and easier on your body as well, and recovery time is going to be even faster for you when you do that.
Well, you know,
a lot of times, go ahead.
No, that makes sense because, you know, a lot of people don't think about that. It's always the post-op surgery or the post-op therapy that people are thinking about, but pre-op just as important, if not more so.
Yes, definitely. And it's a good mental state thing to do too, kind of mentally prepare yourself to, okay, I know what I'm going to be doing after surgery. I know what it's going to be like. I'm going to be prepared. It's going to be easier. And also, like, if you're going to be having knee surgery, we can even work on your upper body to strengthen that upper body to get you ready for having to do your transfers and other things, or even vice versa. If you're doing your upper body, we can strengthen that lower body to kind of compensate for the less, like, not even be able to use your right arm. We can work more on your legs. We can work more on the opposite arm as well to kind of work on compensation things that you're going to need to do. And not even just working on our muscles, getting ready for therapy, we can also train you the proper techniques to be using a walker after surgery that you're going to need to be using, to be able to use the crutches properly. So that's the things that people don't really think about, but it's something that we should really be keeping in the back of our mind before we do those surgeries. And not all the time do our surgeons kind of bring that up to us, but you got to kind of have to be your own advocate and mention that to your doctor. I would really like to do therapy to prepare myself.
Right.
So reach out to your doctor. They can send an order for you to get you going and get you prepared for that surgery that you're going to have.
So, Sam, typically is pre-op therapy fairly intense, or is it somewhere kind of right in the middle as far as intensity goes?
I would feel it's more right in the middle.
Okay.
But it's going to make your post-op therapy not seem so intense.
Right. So if people are listening to this and it's like, yeah, I want more information, Sam, what is your phone number over there at OSBTI?
Oh, yes, you can reach us over here in our Breckenridge office at 218-641-7725.
Good information. Fascinating stuff. Sam, always great to talk with you. Have a good rest of the week, okay? We'll touch base next Wednesday.
Yes, same to you. Thank you.
That is Sam from OSBTI in Breckenridge talking pre-op therapy today. And if you missed any of this, this will be available in podcast form on our website, possibly early this afternoon. It's 921 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.